Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee Break French Travel Diaries, Episode 1. Bonjour à tous et à toutes, moi c'est Marc.
Et moi c'est Pierre Benoît, salut à tous.
Vous êtes les bienvenus, welcome to another episode of Coffee Break French. And yes, this is a new show, a new series, something a little bit different. We're calling it Coffee Break French Travel Diaries. Let me explain a little more about this. Obviously, right now, traveling is perhaps not quite the most easy thing for everyone to be doing. So we thought, why not take this opportunity to do some virtual traveling around French-speaking parts of the world. And for this series, we're focusing on France because we're going to be following the adventures of Lara and her boyfriend Noah as they travel around various places in France. And we'll be using their travel journals as an opportunity to do some language learning. And we thought that this would be a way to do some virtual travelling to help everyone do some French learning, but also look forward to the times that we'll be able to get out and about again and do some travelling not virtually for a change. Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
Moi, j'en pense que c'est très bien et j'ai hâte de découvrir les endroits dans lesquels vont aller Lara et Noah.
Très bien, j'ai hâte de découvrir. I love that. I have haste to discover, literally. But of course, it means I'm looking forward to discovering. Yeah. And looking forward to doing something is a tricky phrase to use in French.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. J'ai hâte de voyager. Hein? J'ai hâte de voyager.
Oui, enfin, aujourd'hui, il ne fait pas beau, donc ce n'est pas trop grave.
Ouais, c'est bon. Ok. Alors, il fait pas trop mauvais aujourd'hui quand même.
Ouais.
Il ne pleut pas.
Ça va. Oui, mais il y a du vent. Il y a beaucoup de vent, Marc.
Okay, now we're not in the studio as normal. Obviously, we are both recording this at home, so hopefully the sound is okay and everything. And crucially, hopefully you can hear us well enough. We're going to be listening to Lara's travel journal. We'll listen to the whole text and then, of course, we'll go through it in more detail, talking about the grammar, the vocabulary, the constructions and so on that she uses. Alors, nous allons écouter le texte maintenant.
Je m'appelle Lara et je suis parisienne. Voilà déjà 5 ans que je suis avec mon compagnon Noah et 4 ans que nous vivons ensemble dans un appartement dans le quartier Est de Paris. Noah est américain et tient une librairie spécialisée en littérature américaine. Il travaille beaucoup la semaine et, jusqu'à présent, nous avons simplement fait des petites excursions aux alentours de Paris les dimanches. Cet été, un ami va garder le magasin à la place de Noah pendant quelques jours. Je vais enfin pouvoir lui montrer ma France chérie. Nous n'avons pas de voiture et nous détestons les embouteillages. Alors, nous avons décidé de faire un petit tour de France en Thalys, un train à grande vitesse, avec des trains plus petits entre certaines villes. Les valises sont faites avec le strict minimum. Noah a pris son carnet de dessin et moi ma caméra. Nous partons vers 13h pour prendre le Thalys de 13h30 à Paris-Montparnasse. En 2 heures tout au plus, nous arriverons déjà à Bordeaux, ce qui prendrait 6 heures en voiture. C'est parti!
Alors, Lara, merci beaucoup.
Pour cette première journée, oui.
Tout à fait. Donc, ça a été très intéressant et beaucoup d'expressions et de vocabulaire intéressant. Alors, nous allons maintenant en parler de ce texte. Pierre-Benoît, si tu veux bien, tu peux commencer à lire la première phrase.
Bien sûr, Marc. Je m'appelle Lara et je suis parisienne.
Okay, so we'll talk about each phrase and talk about the words and so on that are used here. So, je m'appelle Lara, I'm called Lara, et je suis parisienne, and I'm from Paris, I'm Parisian.
Très, très bien. Voilà déjà 5 ans que je suis avec mon compagnon Noah.
Okay, this is interesting. Voilà. Voilà is a word that we use when we're handing something over. Or, for example, if you have ordered a coffee in a cafe, then maybe you would be, the waiter or the waitress would say to you, voilà, giving it over. But we can also use voilà in a kind of grammatical way here when we're talking about how long something has been happening for. So, voilà déjà 5 ans. So, here you are, already 5 years. Que je suis avec mon compagnon Noah, that I have been with my companion, my boyfriend, Noah.
Now, très bien.
Pierre-Benoît, there are other ways of saying this, aren't there?
Oui, ça fait. Ça fait is another expression that we can use. Ça fait déjà 5 ans.
Mm-hmm. Ça fait 5 ans. Literally, that makes 5 years. But again, listen to the verb. Ça fait 5 ans que je suis.
Yeah, we need a present tense. Mm-hmm.
So, no matter which version we're using, voilà déjà 5 ans que je suis, or ça fait 5 ans que je suis. In French, you use the present tense for that verb, while in English, we're saying, I have been with my boyfriend or whatever. So, a perfect tense, a present perfect in English, but in French, it's a present. There's one other way that I've thought of that we can say this, and that's using the word depuis.
Oui, je suis avec mon compagnon Noah depuis 5 ans.
So I've been with my boyfriend Noah for 5 years. But note, in each case, we're still using that present tense. Good. So I've been with my boyfriend Noah for 5 years.
Et 4 ans que nous vivons ensemble dans un appartement dans le quartier est de Paris.
Okay, so et 4 ans and 4 years que nous vivons, present tense again, ensemble, that we are living together, literally, in an apartment in the eastern quarter, the eastern area of Paris. So there, that vivant is also dependent on that voilà. So voilà déjà 5 ans que je suis avec mon compagnon Noah et 4 ans que nous vivons ensemble dans un appartement dans le quartier est de Paris.
Très bien.
Ok, vas-y, continue.
Noah est américain et tient une librairie spécialisée en littérature américaine.
Okay, so Noah is American. Et tient, which verb is that from?
Tenir.
Tenir.
Tenir, to hold, okay? Yeah.
So literally, it's it means he's holding a specialist bookshop, but we can use that verb here for to manage or to own or to run.
To look after, to run, yeah.
And it's une librairie, it's a bookshop, it's not a library, be careful with that, it's always a false friend.
Une bibliothèque.
Oui, so a library, bibliothèque, a bookshop is une librairie, and it's specialized in American literature. Spécialisé, and it's une librairie, so spécialisé has an extra E on the end, en littérature américaine, in American literature. Ok, vas-y.
Il travaille beaucoup la semaine. Et jusqu'à présent, nous avons simplement fait des petites excursions aux alentours de Paris les dimanches.
It's quite a long sentence, ok? So, mm-hmm. Il travaille beaucoup la semaine. Now, he works lots during the week. Okay.
It's interesting though, because there's no during there, Mark.
I know, there's no word for during in English. well, in French, we say...
In French, yeah.
Yeah. So, il travaille beaucoup la semaine. We could equally say, il travaille beaucoup le week-end.
Oui, or a specific day of the week, il travaille beaucoup le lundi.
Exactement. But we don't need a word for during or on in that situation. We could, however, use pendant. Il travaille beaucoup pendant la semaine.
Yes, Yes, we could use pendant. That would work as well, but it's not needed.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see pendant a little later on as well, so remember pendant. So il travaille beaucoup la semaine. Et jusqu'à présent, and until now, nous avons simplement fait des petites excursions. We've just done some little excursions aux alentours de Paris les dimanches. To the outskirts, the surroundings of Paris on Sundays. Perhaps they went to Versailles or somewhere like that.
Oui. Très bien. Très bien. Très bien.
Okay. Let's continue on into our next paragraph now.
Cet été, un ami va garder le magasin à la place de Noah pendant quelques jours.
Ah, there's our pendant. So, cet été, this summer, un ami va garder le magasin. So, a friend is going to keep the shop, to look after the shop, à la place de Noah, in Noah's place, or for Noah, simply, pendant quelques jours. During some days. Now.
Yes, again, there pendant is not needed. You could just have there place de Noah, à la place de Noah, quelques jours. Mm-hmm. Okay? But it's the idea of during here, and there's a bit of an emphasis.
Mm-hmm. So, can I ask in this situation, there is another word that we could use here instead of that pendant, which is very similar to what we do in English.
Yes, pour.
So we could have said, cet été, un ami va garder le magasin à la place de Noah pour quelques jours, for some days. But we've got to be very careful with pour when we're talking about time.
Yes, it's got to be used in the future.
Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about, I'm going there for a few days, we can say pour quelques jours, pendant quelques jours.
Très bien.
But if we're doing it in the past, in English we say, I went for a few days, but in English, for is okay. In French, for doesn't no, work in the past.
Doesn't work in the past. No, it's got to be pendant. You need to resort back to pendant.
So let's just imagine that Lara and Noah have returned from their holiday and they're telling people, or they're telling us, that this summer a friend watched over the shop in Noah's place for a few days. Can you give
that
us that?
Un ami a gardé le magasin à la place de Noah pendant quelques jours.
Voilà. So there we can use pendant, but we could never use pour in the past.
Très bien.
That wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So remember pendant, always for the future. In fact, pendant is safe no matter when you're talking about for. Okay. For a few days in the past, for a few days in the future. But the pour only works in the future. So,
très bien.
Let's continue on.
Je vais enfin pouvoir lui montrer ma France chérie.
So, I'm finally going to be able to show him, lui montrer. Lui is an indirect object pronoun there. It means to him, because in French you have to show to someone. You show
yes.
something to someone. Montrer quelque chose à quelqu'un. So, the lui word is kind of like saying to him. An indirect object pronoun. I'm finally going to be able to show to him my darling France, my beloved France, my adored France, or something like that. On pourrait dire aussi ma France adorée.
Adorée, but don't forget the extra E.
Yeah, so we need to agree the adorée, chérie, aimée, on pourrait dire aussi.
Ma France aimée, ma France adorée, adorée, adorée.
Adore is better. Okay. So I'm finally going to be able to show him my beloved France.
Nous n'avons pas de voiture et nous détestons les embouteillages. Alors, nous avons décidé de faire un petit tour de France en Thalys, un train à grande vitesse, avec des trains plus petits entre certaines villes.
That's quite a long sentence.
It is indeed,
back.
Mark.
Let's go back and split it up a little bit. So take it from the start there.
Nous n'avons pas de voiture et nous détestons les embouteillages.
Okay, nous n'avons pas de voiture. We don't have a car et nous détestons les embouteillages. Now, let's imagine you don't know what this word means. Les embouteillages. You can see
great.
One word in there, bouteille. And if you imagine a bouteille, a bottle, in terms of traffic, then you might be thinking about bottlenecks, a bottleneck of traffic. And that's exactly what it is. It's a traffic jam. I couldn't remember the word in English. Embouteillage. So we don't have a car and we hate traffic jams. Can we talk briefly about nous n'avons pas de voiture?
Yes.
I want you to look at the word de there. Nous n'avons pas de voiture. In English, we would say, we don't have a car.
Yeah, but in French, if you said nous n'avons pas une voiture, it doesn't sound right. And you could have deux voitures, trois voitures, quatre voitures.
Yeah, so there you're kind of saying, we don't have one car, but we've got more than one car. It just doesn't sound right. So that's why we need to say nous n'avons pas de voiture. We don't have any car, okay? Yeah. Nous n'avons pas... Vas-y.
The pas triggers the word de.
Exactly. So in other examples there, nous n'avons pas d'argent. We don't have any money.
Oui, ou en Écosse, nous n'avons pas de soleil.
Ah si, quand même.
Pas aujourd'hui,
t'as raison. OK. So we don't have any sun. Obviously, we do have sun sometimes. OK, so nous n'avons pas de voiture et nous détestons les embouteillages. Alors?
Nous avons décidé de faire un petit tour de France en Thalys, un train à grande vitesse.
So we've decided to do a little tour of France by Thalys, which is the high-speed train network. It's one of the high-speed train networks in France. So nous avons décidé de faire quelque chose. Notice it's décidé de faire quelque chose, to decide to do something. We need the preposition de in there. Nous avons décidé de faire un petit tour de France en Thalys, a high-speed train.
Avec des trains plus petits entre certaines villes.
With some smaller trains between certain villages or certain towns, rather. And these are the local trains, the regional trains. That's not the high-speed trains in this case, because they don't go all over France. In this case, we're looking at smaller trains. Okay. Right, we're going to pause there for just a moment, and we will be back soon with more, with the final paragraph and more discussions about the language used by Lara in her journal.
Super.
We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com. Welcome back. Okay, we're talking about Lara and Noah's travel journal here. And so far, we've gone through two of the paragraphs. We've got one more to do. Let us continue on and find out what their plans are for their first stop on their journey. Vas-y, Pierre Benoît.
D'accord. Les valises sont faites avec le strict minimum.
Okay, this sounds definitely not like the way I travel.
This is why I'm laughing, actually.
Yeah, you know that whenever we are traveling for work purposes and going to film somewhere or record somewhere, then it's probably avec le strict maximum de bagage.
But don't be too harsh on yourself. It's because of the equipment, Mark, remember?
Of course, yeah. All the it's the microphones and the cameras and everything, yeah. So, les valises sont faites. In French, you faire la valise. So you don't pack your suitcase, you do your suitcase or you make your suitcase. So in this case, the suitcases are made, les valises sont faites, the suitcases are packed, avec le strict minimum, with the strict minimum.
Noah a pris son carnet de dessin et moi, ma caméra.
Okay, so Noah has packed, he's taken with him, he's put in his luggage, his carnet de dessin. So that would be his sketchbook, un carnet de dessin, or drawing book, or something like that. Et moi, ma caméra. That's another false friend here, isn't it? Because it's not an appareil photo. It's une caméra.
Appareil photo. Yeah, appareil photo is a camera. Okay. But camera is?
A video camera.
Très bien.
So maybe they're going to film some coffee break French to go or something like that. Who knows?
Bien sûr. Bien sûr.
Okay, bien so sûr. We've got some details of their journey now.
Nous partons vers 13h pour prendre le Thalys de 13h30 à Paris-Montparnasse.
Okay, so they're leaving at 1 o'clock to get the 1:30 Thalys in Montparnasse station. See, that's another way that they're not like me. I would be there at least an hour beforehand.
And I would be there about 10 minutes before the departure.
And I would be standing looking at my watch.
Oui, oui, mais j'ai déjà connu ça. Non, c'est pas vrai.
So we're leaving at 1 o'clock to take the Thalys of 1:30 at Paris-Montparnasse. And then?
En 2 heures tout au plus, nous arriverons déjà à Bordeaux, ce qui prendrait 6 heures en voiture.
Wow, okay, so we now know their next destination there. Their next destination is the beautiful city of Bordeaux. En 2 heures tout au plus, so that's kind of like maximum. We could use their maximum aussi. So en 2 heures tout au plus, in 2 hours at the most, nous arriverons, nice future tense there.
Future there, yes.
Déjà à Bordeaux. And then ce qui prendrait...
That's not a future, Mark. What is it?
That's a conditional there. Yeah. Prendrait. Mm-hmm. It would be prendra if it were future. But ce qui prendrait 6 heures en voiture. That would take 6 hours in the car. Okay, so ce qui there's quite tricky. It's everything that goes beforehand. In this case, the 2 hours in the train to get to Bordeaux. Ce qui prendrait 2 heures en voiture. And that would take 6 hours by car.
Très bien.
And then they finish with a really nice expression that we've used many times. C'est parti. C'est parti.
Yeah, that's literally it is. I suppose it has left. Okay. Yeah. And you don't translate it. It's just a set phrase. And in English, Mark, what would it be?
Time for the off. Let's go. We're on our way or something
like
that.
I think let's go is pretty good as well. Okay.
Yeah, let's go. Okay. Well, what we're going to do now is listen once more to this whole text. And hopefully now that we've gone through it in detail, you will understand everything. Donc, c'est parti.
Je m'appelle Lara et je suis parisienne. Voilà déjà 5 ans que je suis avec mon compagnon Noah et 4 ans que nous vivons ensemble dans un appartement dans le quartier Est de Paris. Noah est américain et tient une librairie spécialisée en littérature américaine. Il travaille beaucoup la semaine et, jusqu'à présent, nous avons simplement fait des petites excursions aux alentours de Paris les dimanches. Cet été, un ami va garder le magasin à la place de Noah pendant quelques jours. Je vais enfin pouvoir lui montrer ma France chérie. Nous n'avons pas de voiture et nous détestons les embouteillages. Alors, nous avons décidé de faire un petit tour de France en Thalys, un train à grande vitesse, avec des trains plus petits entre certaines villes. Les valises sont faites avec le strict minimum. Noah a pris son carnet de dessin et moi, ma caméra. Nous partons vers 13h pour prendre le Thalys de 13h30 à Paris-Montparnasse. En 2 heures tout au plus, nous arriverons déjà à Bordeaux, ce qui prendrait 6 heures en voiture. C'est parti!
Et voilà, merci beaucoup Lara. That's it for this episode of the Coffee Break French Travel Diaries. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about Lara and Noah and their plans. Next time, you can join us in Bordeaux. Ooh. And we will be finding out more about what they get up to in Bordeaux. We hope that you've enjoyed this and it's given you something to think about, along with the whole idea of travelling, also the whole idea of practising your French. There's lots more. You can head over to the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll find more information about this course and also all our other courses. And that's at coffeebreakacademy.com. And also check out all our social networks, where we are Coffee Break French on Facebook, Learn French on Twitter. And of course, you can follow the team at Coffee Break Languages.com. on Instagram, and you may even find some pretty pictures of all the places that Lara and Noah end up going on the Instagram account. Pierre-Benoît, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, mais j'ai hâte d'en savoir plus. Alors, vivement la deuxième journée de leur voyage.
Tout à fait. Vivement. Another way to say I'm looking forward to something. Vivement la deuxième journée. So, we're looking forward to the second day of their trip. Mais c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Donc, merci beaucoup et à très bientôt.
Au revoir.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.